This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kendra Rotunda. She's a professor at the Chapman University School of Law in California. She was also part of the U.S. Army's prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay and is author of the book Honor Bound, Inside the Guantanamo Trials. We want to get her thoughts as the debate continues over whether terrorist detainees ought to be tried in military tribunals or in civilian courts. With the guilty plea this week of terror suspect Najibul Azazi, the Obama administration saying that civilian courts can do a great deal in getting us intelligence as well as getting convictions. And Kendra, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, I just kind of laid out Eric Holder's explanation of why he thinks this is a vindication and proof that trying folks like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, even in civilian court, yields results, gets convictions, and even gets actionable intelligence, since they say that Azazi is talking. What do you make of the fact that Azazi is doing that and their explanation of it?
Well, I certainly wouldn't call it a victory. I would call it more a fortuity. And it isn't that the system worked. That is, it isn't that we got a conviction here. It's simply that he decided to plead guilty. And a defendant's decision to plead guilty, that is, to waive the procedures that he's being afforded, says really nothing about whether or not the procedures would have worked or whether or not the procedures are the right thing to do. In fact, using that analysis, you could also say that military commissions are the right thing to do because, frankly, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 co-conspirators have been trying to do exactly what Azazi did. They've been trying to plead guilty in Guantanamo Bay to their military commissions and haven't been able to do so because the Obama administration halted the trials a little over a year ago. So I think it's a sort of an unwarranted victory dance. I think it's just a fortuity that he decided to plead guilty. Some defendants do that. That isn't to say that he wouldn't also have wanted to plead guilty if he were being brought before a military commission.
Kendra, go back a moment to what you said about KSM and some of his co-conspirators trying to plead guilty in the military tribunal. I don't know that a lot of people are aware of that. They just think that the Obama administration ultimately decided to try them in civilian court and weren't aware of the process down at Guantanamo. Why did they short-circuit the process right at the moment when it looked like all these people were about to plead guilty?
Well, it was a bizarre move, frankly. It was, you know, President Obama had vowed that he would close Guantanamo Bay, and then he wanted to halt the trials, which he did a few weeks after taking office. But he wasn't being very mindful, I think, of what was already going on, because in Guantanamo Bay, we'd already brought several defendants through their trial, and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and company were already being tried. They had already sworn a panel and referred charges, and they were in the trial proceeding. And what had happened is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed had consistently been saying, I want to plead guilty. And they had stopped the trial to do a mental evaluation and various other things. They decided that he was competent, and he was on the verge of pleading guilty when the Obama administration decided just to halt the trial. I do think, actually, a lot of people, as you said, don't realize that. What's interesting about it is that there was one judge in Guantanamo who refused to stop the trial, Army Colonel James Paul, saying that the president doesn't have any authority to tell a judge when to stop a trial. And I think he was absolutely right, because the Military Commissions Act specifies that sitting judges and only sitting judges can decide whether to halt or continue a trial. And so what the Obama administration did, incredibly, is they removed Judge Paul. They just removed him from the bench, which I think even amounts to what we call in the military unlawful command influence. So I think the Obama administration may have violated the Military Commissions Act. It may have even amounted to unlawful command influence when they stopped trials that were underway. That isn't to say that the Obama administration can't decide from the get-go whether to try a detainee in civilian court or military court. I think he does have discretion to decide that, but I don't think that he has authority to insert himself into an ongoing trial and interfere with a defendant who wants to plead guilty. And that's what he did.
Our guest is Kendra Rotunda. The book is Honor Bound. She was part of the U.S. Army's prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay. And Kendra, as I'm sure you've heard, the administration is pointing to some decisions made by the Bush administration with the likes of Zacharias Moussaoui and Richard Reid. They say those on the right and those who are critics of using civilian courts to try terror suspects are not being consistent because they say Moussaoui ended up pleading guilty, Reid was convicted, and so forth. What do you make of the merits of that argument?
Well, I think it's more important to follow the law and do the right thing than to be consistent. I do think it was a mistake to try Moussaoui and Reid before U.S. courts. In fact, it ended up being, just like the World Trade Center bombing in 93, they ended up being a bit of a circus because the Moussaoui trial lasted something like 4 years, and he ultimately just wanted to plead guilty, too. And so it was, ultimately, he was able to plead guilty, and that's the only reason why he is now sitting in prison. We wonder what would have happened if he had pled not guilty and they'd had to have a full trial, and have to try and reach some of this evidence that was classified and secret and, bring informants into a courthouse and all of those things. So I don't think it was a good decision then, and I don't think that the Obama administration should repeat some of the mistakes of the Bush administration. I think the right answer is that enemy combatants, captured abroad, non-U.S. citizens, should be tried by a military commission. We've got a framework to do that. That's what Congress wanted to do. They've passed a federal law that requires that, and I think that's what we ought to do instead of continue making mistakes.
Kendra, about 60 seconds left here. We also have the story of the Christmas Day bomber who was talking at first, then Mirandized, but a month later decided to speak openly with investigators again. From your experience with detainees, how quickly do you need to get the material out of them?
Well, if you're looking to stop a potential attack, of course, you've got to get the information right away. And that may not always be the case, but in some instances it would be. For example, if we had caught one of the alleged conspirators of 9/11 on 9/10, then it would have been really important to get that information so that we could stop the attack from happening. Now, the problem is we don't always know. We don't know what the detainee knows or when the next attack is going to happen, but in order to stop and to get the best intelligence, you really have to move and get it right away. We found that with detainees in Gitmo, in many cases, the best intelligence that was gotten within the first 2 to 3 days after detaining a suspected terrorist.
Kendra, very interesting debate, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it again before too long. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Kendra Rotunda, the book is Honor Bound, Inside the Guantanamo Trial. She's a former member of the U.S. Army's prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay. She now teaches at the Chapman University School of Law in California. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.